You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and customer expertise when it's needed. Please get Answer Business Network.
President, this is an attempt to diversification of energy sources across several states. Speaker, push on Ben Keith against a very high point on remaining the vote former president of said energy. In global news, Tanzania's president promises constitutional reform following post-Trump presidency. Good afternoon and welcome to the City of Tanzania News. My name is Kelsey Morgan Miranda. President Hakainde Hichilema has underscored the importance of diversifying energy sources, noting that provinces should have the capacity to generate sufficient electricity to meet demand. Speaking at the commissioning of the Dexter November 16 megawatt photovoltaic solar plant in Manta, Lopula Province, President Hichilema noted with concern that for over 60 years, the province had only been producing 10 megawatts of power from a 24 hydropower station, when its consumption is about 30 megawatts. The head of state says the UPND administration ignores the impact of climate change and the growing economic activity in Lapula, identifies the need to expand power generation in the province through ongoing energy sector reforms. He highlighted the importance of vision and planning and development, stating that government has been deliberate in its approach to delivery and development. The president has since commended power utility Bechtel for successfully delivering the solar power project.
For 61 years, 60 years plus, this is all we can do as the people of Zambia. One hydropower station, you saw in the first power station, with only 10 megawatts. Yet the consumption of electricity in this province is somewhere around 27, 30 megawatts, call it 10. And we could not generate 30 megawatts in the whole of the first province for 60 years. That is a man, and we provided leaders in this country, including leaders from this province, and we did never think of that generating 30 megawatts in this province.
Speaker of the National Assembly, who recently has questioned members of Parliament against making speculative and unverified statements regarding reports suggesting that the remains of late former President Ekurhuleni may have been stolen from a morgue in South Africa. This followed a query from entire member of Parliament, Simeon Mpondo, in the National Assembly this morning, who sought clarification from Vice President Kalima Lumonde on the matter. Ms. Mupi emphasized that the National Assembly is a house of facts and verifiable information, urging MPs to ensure that any issues raised in the House are supported by evidence. She questioned the basis of the allegations and whether there was any factual proof to support claims that the body had been stolen, warning against speculation in parliamentary debate. The speaker further noted that the matter is already in court and in the public domain and therefore should be left to the relevant authorities and the judiciary to handle. The Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says all 116 districts in the country qualified for constituency delimitation, but only 70 new constituencies were created in line with established guidelines. Speaking when he featured on the Friday's edition of Let the People Talk program on CFM, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brian Gazzaro explained that while many districts qualified, the Commission used a structured selection framework based on factors such as population density and geographical considerations. Mr. Gazzaro noted that some eligible areas could not be accommodated due to these limitations, and has also clarified that although new constituencies have been established, existing polling stations will remain unchanged, with adjustments primarily affecting constituency and ward boundaries. He cited Kalinga Linga ward, now part of the newly created Roma constituency, as an example, further explaining that Lusaka district, with a population exceeding 3 million, has been allocated 3 new constituencies, an outcome he described as part of a fair distribution process across the country. Meanwhile, Mr. Gazzaro defended the ECZ's decision on naming some of the new constituencies, stating that factors such as inclusivity and gender-based influence the final choices, even where stakeholder proposed names were not adopted.
All the 116 said we were full last
year,
yeah, but we only had 70. And because the Saka got three, means only 68 districts were eventually given. So the rest of the districts, that's where we say the outcome did not reflect the discussion in the meeting. But for the rest of the 68 districts, 99% of what was discussed in the district. Because the ultimate mandate lies with the commission. There were changes from the commission in terms of issues like names, where on review, no, this name would not engender cohesion in that particular district and may communicate a bias toward a certain community or toward even a certain locality.
Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkulukuta, has reaffirmed government's commitment to strengthening transparency and accountability systems following the swearing-in of a new board for the Institute of Internal Auditors of Zambia. Mr. Nkulukuta, in a speech read on his behalf by Ministry of Finance Permanent Secretary for Economics, Mulele Mulele, says the ceremony marks a renewed sense of responsibility in upholding integrity across institutions. He notes that internal auditors play a critical role in safeguarding public and private sector systems, especially at a time when governance demands financial risk and technological changes are increasing. Mr. Nkulukuta has called on the newly forming board to prioritize strengthening governance standards, embracing innovation in auditing, and investing in capacity building to enhance professionalism and ethical conduct in the sector. He adds that government recognizes the importance of a strong internal audit function in national development and has pledged continued support to the Institute as it works to promote accountability and public trust.
With this honor comes the weight of mandate. You assume leadership at a time when expectations for transparency, accountability, and ethical governance have never been higher. Internal auditors are no longer seen merely as compliance monitors. You are trusted advisors, risk navigators, and guardians of planning. Your role sits at the very core of institutional credibility. We are witnessing increasingly complexity in terms of financial, technology, and operational. With the complexity comes heightened risk. In such an environment, the work of internal auditors becomes indispensable.
At the same event, Institute of Internal Auditors of Zambia President Luvinda Namulupo says the new team remains determined to elevate the internal audit profession into a cornerstone of national development and institutional excellence by embarking on a number of meaningful reforms.
As we take up office, we do with a shared vision to elevate the internal audit profession into a cornerstone of national development and institutional excellence. We are determined to drive a number of meaningful reforms. Some of these reforms, we will be knocking on your doorstep.